Dr. Burda, Vice Chancellor Roosler, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in the Irish language we have a saying that says, Falcheroev Galair, welcome to everybody. I am honoured indeed to accept your European of the Year award, and I'm very privileged to accept this Golden Victoria on behalf of the Irish people, both at home and overseas. Ireland's commitment and contribution to Europe far exceed our 40 years of EU membership. Because you see, in the 6th and 7th centuries, Irish monks, Columbanus and Killian among them, left our island to bring the light of learning to the European mind and the hope of Christianity to the European heart. 500 years on, Ireland still keeps faith with our continent, voting more often and more positively on Europe than any other EU member. Through 6 European Union presidencies, bringing a distinctive clarity and insight and resolve to negotiations, endorsing very strongly the Fiscal Stability Treaty despite our domestic difficulties. We keep faith because of our particular idea of Europe, one that says, despite our national differences, we as a people live best and deepest, always in the shelter and never in the shadow of the other. It's the idea of Europe as family. The idea that our union must work hard and work together to renovate, to renew, and to restore. European Union membership transformed our country. In 1973, our exports, which were primarily agriculture, went primarily to Britain. Today, Irish companies export high-tech goods and services around Europe and around the world. Indeed, we enjoy a trade surplus with your country here in Germany. Ireland hosts over 1,000 foreign companies, which are critical for our capacity to recover. And because history deprived us of Irish-owned multinationals to drive that recovery, attracting high-quality foreign investment is critical for our jobs, for our people, and for our growing population. Yes, we have made mistakes. Our property boom foundations were, in fact, built on sand. Since 2008, unemployment rose sharply. Job losses affected every home in our country, and with our people having to bear the crushing burden of bank-related debt, in November of 2010, we entered a European Union IMF support programme. So for me, in accepting this Golden Victoria Award in the name of the Irish people, it's clear that the words do not exist to describe their courage, their dignity, their generosity, in how they have faced and are now facing down those difficulties. And be in no doubt, it is because of them and their outstanding qualities and courage that I bring good news to Berlin this evening. Because Ireland is on the road to recovery, we have honoured all of our EU IMF commitments. Last year, our economy started to grow again. Our exports climbed to record levels. We are bringing government spending under control. And internationally, new investors are showing new confidence in Ireland, resulting in lower yields on Irish government bonds. And we are determined to exit the EU IMF programme on schedule next year. Today, we have two key priorities. Firstly, relieving a bank debt burden which equals 40% of our GDP. And we welcome the June commitment at the European Council to break the destructive circle of banking and sovereign debt. We are encouraged by the discussions that have followed to implement this commitment, and we are heartened indeed by Chancellor Merkel's recognising our unique circumstances, our special case, due to the weight of bank-related debt. Our second priority is to tackle unemployment. And our experience, both in our tradition of emigration and having to live in other people's lands, we appreciate the urgent need to bring hope to the 18 million members of our European family who are unemployed throughout the European Union. Now, for 50 years, we have built our European Union not for politicians, but for people. And we built that European Union so that we could rear our families, live our lives, fulfil our destiny, our dreams, in peace, with the opportunity to have prosperity. The time has come, ladies and gentlemen, to rededicate our union to our people and to that noble cause. Time to reconnect them to the why of Europe. Time to convince them that by our decisions as leaders, but principally and palpably by our actions, that we are committed to working with them, as you say in Germany, with heart and hand and voice, to solve Europe's latest crisis, this time economic. I believe that that's the only good, the only just, the only moral way to guarantee the inclusive idea of victory that we celebrate tonight. Be assured, this is the outstanding task of our generation. That's why Ireland's upcoming presidency of the European Union, which Prime Minister spoke of so eloquently, will be all about stability and jobs and growth. And finally, as Taoiseach, our Prime Minister, as a proud Irish man, I'm ambitious not only for my country, but for our union. I'm determined that Ireland's success story will be Europe's success story. Our resurgence achieved with and through and for this united, generous European family. I'm determined too that for those who have left our country, our economic emigrants, that they will have the opportunity to come back home, home to an Ireland that is restored and renewed economically. But equally, an Ireland convinced and confident that its true abiding value is alive and sacrosanct in the proud territory of our people, in the transforming currency of the Irish heart, of the Irish imagination, and of the Irish soul. Our peaceful Europe, ladies and gentlemen, rose from the ashes of war. One of Germany's Nobel laureates, Heinrich Böll, wrote of an Ireland before the European Union in his wonderful book, Irisches Tagebuch. One of Ireland's Nobel laureates, Seamus Heaney, wrote in his famous poem, written to mark the enlargement of the European Union in 2004. He called his poem, Beacons at Balthana. Balthana is the Gaelic word for the month of May. He spoke in that poem of Fionn Uisce, which means clear waters. And he spoke of the clear waters in respect of Europe, clear waters that will flow from courageous decisions, from courageous leadership, and a belief in our European family. These are the clear waters that will lead to a prosperous Europe, a peaceful Europe, a Europe of opportunity that will be built on hope and heart and diversity and respect and generosity and love. That will indeed be our true victory. Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank. Herzlichen Dank, Enda Kenny.